The Frank Sontag Show is brought to you by Home Comfort USA and the IRS problem solver Phil Liberatore.
Thank you for joining us here on the Frank Sontag Show on Talk Radio 790 KABC. My goodness gracious, it seems like I have been off the air for about 50 years. Many of you may know me, many of you may not know me, but it is so good to be back on the air here on KABC. Let me share a few accolades as we begin. Thank you to my boss, Drew Hayes, to Debbie Payne for having the foresight to giving me a shot here. And to my sponsors, Phil Liberatore from IRS Problem Solvers, Ken and Tina Starr from Home Comfort USA. Wayman is guiding the ship, and Trish is in the other room. She's the woman that you'll speak to before you get on the air with me. Okay, who is Frank Sontag? To many of you that may have never heard my voice, now there are some of you that know me. I've been in LA radio on and off for 35 years. But I want to speak just for a moment for those of you that may not know me. And are you okay with me telling a story or two? I'm a guy that I like storytelling. I think it really speaks to the heart of someone's experience in life. And you may know this one. If I didn't live it, I would not believe maybe some of the things I'm about to share with you. So here's a little bit of my background. Born and raised in Cleveland, Ohio. My dad got a job in the movie industry when I was 10 years old. He came home one day and said, "We're moving to Hollywood." And other than television, you know, I didn't know where Hollywood was. I couldn't find it if I really tried. So on a plane, come to Southern California. The first thing I wanted to do was go to the beach. Now, some of you listening to me on 790 KBC, maybe you've lived in California and in LA your whole life. So, you know, obviously the beach is a big deal. But I was 10 years old, and I was on a bus to the beach with my godfather's son. Where our parents were, I don't know. Times were different back then, but went to the beach, and I thought, wow, I'm in California now. Was raised Catholic, went to Notre Dame High School in San Fernando Valley, which was then an all-boys school, raised in the Catholic faith. I'm Italian, and just kind of made my way through Southern California. Thought I wanted to be a racehorse jockey. When I grew to be 6'4", that kind of went out the window. Unless you race Clydesdales, I realized that wasn't going to be my career. Then I wanted to be a basketball player professionally. That kind of went out the air after my college days. And so literally I fell into radio. I have no radio experience. I didn't go to broadcasting school. I didn't start out in Des Moines, Iowa. I literally started out here on the FM side, which is KLOS. It's still obviously on the air. I started at 95.5 KLOS on September 22nd, 1985 as a call screener. And the moment I walked into the air studio, I was mentoring under a guy that was on air that did a talk show. I fell in love with radio. I thought, wow. You know, I could do that. I went to school to be a jock and, you know, compromise my studies. I didn't know what I wanted to do in life. I worked in grocery stores and worked on movie sets with my dad. But when I walked into a radio station, I'm like, that's what I want to do. You know the adage, be careful what you ask for. About 2 years later, I was asked to fill in and do a talk show. And I was just telling Debbie off the air, that was one of the worst nights of my life. I thought, I never want to do a talk program. You get calls from people you don't know telling you all of their opinions about what they think you should or should not say. And I'm like, I'm done with this. I don't need to be center stage. Well, God has a sense of humor. 35 years later, I've done talk radio for about 29 plus years of those 35. So what do I want to share with you tonight? A couple things. In radio, perception is radio is like in snippets and segments. Like you may listen for 5 minutes. Hey, that's not who was on last week. I'm not sure I like this guy's voice, so you're out. I want to ask you and invite you to take a journey with me for a couple of hours, if you can. We're going to cover a lot of ground in a two-hour time period. Maybe you can only hang with me for one segment. We're going to invite you to call the program. The phone lines are open, 800-222-5222, which is 800-222-KABC. We'll probably take some of your calls if we get some calls. As I said, you'll talk to Tricia when you call in the program. But I want to spend a few moments just kind of talking about being off the air for almost a year. I've been at home kind of watching things go, well, a little bit sideways. And the one little incidental fact that I overlooked, I was raised as a Catholic. I walked away from the church. I actually, believe it or not, became a New Age guru. The LA Times ran a front page article on me as a New Age guru. I had a 21-year program late night on KLOS. Some of you may have listened, where we were spiritual but not religious. I had a very bad taste in my mouth about organized religion. I still kind of do, to be honest. And so I did my program. I thought I was that in a bag of chips, New Age lectures. I could name drop about my years at KLOS, all the rock stars. They would come to my lectures and I'd hang out at so-and-so's house. Again, I'm not going to drop names, but that was my world. Many years later, I got radically saved. Now, I'm not going to be heavy on scripture. I'm not going to be heavy in pushing Christianity on you. I think that we can talk about cultural and social issues and what's going on in the country from a spiritual perspective. And I'd love to hear your take on things, too, as I introduce topics. But I got radically saved in 2009. And I have to tell you, me being a former New Age guru, to sit here and tell you that I'm a follower of Jesus Christ, I would have thought there's no way in a zillion years that would have been my life. But at the age of 54, I gave my life to Jesus. So why do I tell you that? I could not live in this world. I could not watch what's going on in our country if I didn't have a foundation in the Bible. Now, before you change the dial and go, oh, he's going that way, that's about the extent of what I'm going to share in terms of scripture in the Bible. That's my foundation. And when I look to the world, I think we're witnessing the mocking of God's creation. I think we're, especially with COVID over the last couple of years, I was on the air on another station in the afternoon, driving in every day. I was on Monday through Friday in the afternoons here in LA. I had the option of staying home and broadcasting from home. Didn't want to do that. Felt like, no, I need to go in and be behind the mic at home base. So for 2 years and the whole COVID thing, I was there behind microphone talking about this thing called fear. You know, as Christians, we're not supposed to be afraid. Man, did I take calls from scores of people that said they were Christian. Boy, they were terrified by this thing. And I get early on, we didn't know much about it, and I'm not going to go down that rabbit hole right now. But I think there is something spiritually going on in our country right now by which I'm very concerned. I call it spiritual warfare. I have a men's ministry. We're going to talk about manhood a little later in the program and the attack on masculinity. I have men that come to us. My ministry is called KMG Ministries, Kingdom Men's Gathering. You can find me, by the way, at my website, franksontag.com, and kind of take a look at what we do. I wrote my book years ago. But I've met scores of men that don't even know what it means to be a man anymore. I mean, we live in a time where gender is supposedly almost non-existent, right? So I call it a spirit of blindness. I call it a spirit of deception, delusion. I saw it prominent with the beginning of COVID where people are just terrified. What's going on here? We are amazing beings as human beings. We have faculties by which we may not even know about. But living in fear, you know, you've got a sensor deep down inside where when somebody says something is true, you're like, nah, I'm not so sure that's the case. And we've heard a lot of what I call lies being promoted as truth over the last couple of years. And we'll talk a little politics in the program tonight for sure. So as we go to break, I just want to invite you again. This is the Frank Sontag Show on AM 790 KBC. The phone numbers to call in if you care to call in and just say hi or if you have something you want to share. 800-222-5222. 800-222-KABC. Let me share one last thought before we go to break. I have been in public speaking mode, gosh, for decades. I want to tell you something. If you remember anything from this first segment, I want you to remember this. I dropped out of college twice because I was terrified to take a public speaking course. Twice I dropped out. Public speaking is unnerving. I've been doing this for decades. I tell you this not to say, boy, I'm that special. No, I'm here to tell you, my prayer is that you'll challenge yourself, that you have abilities that maybe are untapped because of fear or belief that you're not capable. I have a good friend who's a mountain climber. He does these treks around the world and leads people on, you know, all the big peaks all around the world. And I tell him, tell me a story. And he has stories about people that say, there's no way I could ever do this. I would never have thought I could climb, you know, X mountain. And he said, it starts with one step. And if you stay with me, we're here now every Friday night from 7 to 9. I want you to take one step with me. Maybe you can call in. We can talk about something that you're struggling with, something that you've wanted to do, that you've been afraid or you feel like you're not qualified to do. We can talk about that and work through it with you. But I just want to tell you again, if I can be a public speaker, if I can do talk radio for 35 years, and I dropped out of college because I was terrified to take a speech class, life is waiting for you, and it's exciting on the other side. 800-222-KABC. If you'd like to call, the phone lines are open, and we will continue with more of this. This is the Frank Sontag Show.
KABC Dependable Traffic right now. 210 Freeway westbound, just before Foothill Boulevard in Laverne, just before the 57 Freeway Junction. A crash earlier, we mentioned a couple of lanes shut down. CHP indicating a little bit ago they were going to do a traffic break to clear the cars from the left side. So, very slow going, bumper-to-bumper conditions, westbound, eastbound, also extra slowing. 605 Freeway northbound, just before Beverly Boulevard in Whittier, an accident. Four cars involved, right side, northbound 605, bumper-to-bumper from the 5 Freeway. And on the 405 Freeway southbound at Western Avenue in the Torrance area, crash, third lane from the center divider. That's Dependable Traffic. I'm Richard Turnage, AM 790 KABC.
Frank Sontag here for Phil Liberatore and the IRS Problem Solvers. Phil has been a lifelong friend of mine. He does my income taxes. And I just want to tell you, wherever you are at with your income taxes, maybe you filed, maybe you haven't filed forever, I can personally tell you, Phil is the guy to call. He has an amazing outreach to the IRS. Let me give you the information. You will not regret reaching out to him. 877-6-SOLVER, 877-6-SOLVER. You can also reach out to Phil through their website, StopIRS.com.
Hi, this is Congresswoman Michelle Steele. I'm excited to announce that my office is looking to hire for the Wounded Warrior Program Fellowship position. The fellow will be working with our district's incredible military and veteran community to help handle casework and communicate with federal, state, and local agencies. Our veterans deserve our support as they work to build their own American dream after service. I look forward to working our local heroes to serve our veterans community in Orange County. To apply for this fellowship position, please visit my website at steele.house.gov or call 714-960-6483.
Paid for with official funds from the Office of Congresswoman Michelle Steele.
I can change the world with my own two hands, make a better place with my own two hands, make a kinder place. Oh, with my
Welcome back to the Frank Sontag Show on Talk Radio 790 KABC. That is my good friend Ben Harper and a song called With My Own Two Hands. We've got some callers on the screen. Angel and Amy, be patient. I'll get to you when we can. If you're just tuning in, this is my first program on KABC. My name is Frank Sontag, and you're invited to call the program, 800-222-5222 or 800-222-KABC. I think next segment I'll take some calls. And it's kind of funny. I prepared for the show, and I could see right now that nothing I prepared for is where we're going. I have all these topics and stories to read to you and something called The World is Suffering from Mass Formation. It's really heavy-duty stuff about we've all kind of lost our minds. I may get into that. Roe v. Wade last week happened. Some people are just undone. It's very interesting to watch the protests in California. Y'all know in California, if you ascribe to that type of mentality, I am pro-life. I have not always been that way. But people in California that are losing their minds are thinking somehow, you know, the conservative right's going to take away their right to, you need to really rethink this one. We have a governor who's like, oh, come to California. We'll, wherever you go, we'll provide your abortion for you. But we want to feel like we're worthy. We want to feel like our life means something. You know, here's one for you. In my previous incarnation, I was a left liberal radical environmentalist. Now, I'm not going to tell you some of the things I used to do. some not so legal. But here's my point. In some way, it made sense to me to protest and thought, you know, you want to fight for what you believe is the right thing. We've seen over the last 2 years, we saw and I'm not going to be one to mince words. You know, if I offend you, call me. We'll talk about it. I'm not going to upstage you or make fun of you. I believe here's something that's kind of gone away. I believe actually in respectfully disagreeing about things, but talking about it. Although we live in a time where it's, you know, my way or the highway. That's not my mentality. I think that God gave us brains and intellect and the idea of discussing or debating something that we may or may not agree on. But here's something. For most of my life, I had belief systems that weren't mine. In my men's ministry, it kind of drives me nuts when I hear somebody talking about one way. And we're going to talk about manhood tonight. That's definitely something we'll get into. But one way, this is the way you're supposed to be man, be a man and follow masculinity. And when you get to know these people, they're regurgitating things they've read in other people's books. And I'm not saying there aren't great books out there. I'm not saying there aren't men in the men's movement, if you will. But look, you got to learn for yourself. You got to think for yourself. Your own experience speaks deeply. And I've had a men's ministry for 7 years. I got to tell you, in my perspective of life, I see things from a spiritual perspective. And again, I won't spend a lot of time on this, but I actually believe there is a demonic realm and spiritual warfare. And from a guy that used to be a New Age guru in New Age, and New Age movement is still around. There's no such thing as evil, let alone Satan. You know what it is? It's just the lack of good. Evil is not a force. It's just a lack of good. So let's all hold hands and sing Kumbaya and we're all going to be good. Are you kidding me? Have you not seen the way the world's kind of gone upside down? Evil doesn't even mask itself anymore. And the last thought about men and manhood, we're the men to step up and go, no, not on my watch. If I see another video gone viral of altercations where young men are standing around videotaping violence, like, have we lost our minds? What are we doing? It only takes one person to step up and go, uh-uh. But I digress a little bit. So let me get back on point. I was an activist. I was a radical environmentalist. I wanted to save the planet. I actually believed in 1992 that we had 10 years before the Earth was going to burn away, right? That it was end all. I've got stories. I can read you. Climate change? Give me a break. Yes, there is climate change for sure. And I'm going to talk about electric vehicles a little bit tonight, too. Again, I'm not here to upset you. I'm just here to state my truth, and we can talk about it. But where's leadership, true leadership, people speaking from a position where they have a discernment to understand truth? I just lost a dear friend. We're going to honor him in a little while. He was a doctor. How many of you have ever heard of a doctor named Vladimir Zelenko? At the beginning of COVID, he was a doctor out of New York who treated in his community. He was an Orthodox Jew, 35,000 people in his community. COVID broke out in New York, and he had been practicing medicine for decades. He saved scores of lives because of what has come to be known as the Zelenko Protocol. But I bring him up because he was truly a man that was a leader. He spoke out of the box. He spoke with boldness and courage and talked about legacy and making a difference with your life. In fact, on the other side, we'll play an audio clip of something he recorded 3 weeks ago. He just passed 2 days ago. He's an amazing man. So what about you? How's your life? We're just kind of coming out of 2 years where I think some of us are still trying to figure out what just happened. My family, we were supposed to leave L.A. We had plans of leaving California. We were those. But guess what? God had a different plan. We're staying in California now. So how are you? How have you made it through? Are you still... I'll be careful. I'm not going to get on the whole mask thing. Are you still walking around with a mask on? Are you driving your car with a mask on? We don't need to go there. But it's been a hard 2 years. And I just want you to know that I'm an advocate for you, that we can live life to its fullest today. Today is the only day we have. In my circles of Christianity, we talk about this is the day the Lord has made. We're to live it fully and completely. You know, I have a 14-year-old son. I'm concerned about his generation that has spent hours and hours sitting in front of video screens. We've got some challenges, but life is good. And you can be a part of all of that. So I do want to hear from you. And let's have a conversation. 800-222-5222. 800-222-KABC. I don't know how many lines we have into the station, but I know we've got at least three lines open. And we'll take some calls on the other side. Later in the program, I want to share a movie I've seen recently that is a must-see. I used to be on a morning show, and they would call this the Sontag. I could never not give out the way the end of the movie on the air. They would always be mad at me because I would you know, say what the storyline is. So there is a great movie out there, probably more for men than women, a lot of vulgarity in the movie, but great movie. And I'm not a fan of Mark Wahlberg, but he did a great job in this movie. So we'll talk movies, we'll have some fun, take your phone calls, we'll get a little serious, talk about some deep issues as well. But what's on your mind tonight? Have you ever heard of me before? Did you tune in tonight expecting a different program? Your calls are always welcomed, and we can agree to disagree. We embrace disagreement here. I'm not going to dominate the mic and somehow not give you your fair share. If anything, I'll let you speak, and I'll listen. But I want to build something here. I think there's so much division and so much upset, so much disconnection. If I can be a small part of maybe a healing process in Southern California or a voice to help you along, well, so be it. This will be 2 hours more than well invested. 800-222-5222 are the numbers. We'll take calls on the other side. We have some lines open. 800-222-KABC. Also, if you want to find out more about me, our website is just franksontag.com. You'll see my ministry page. You'll get an idea, a little bit of what I've been up to. I do have a book. It's called Light the Way Home. Wrote that about 5 years ago about my testimony and my transformation from New Age guru to, well, God can redeem anybody's life. If he can save a fool like me, well, he's a great God for sure. So what's on your mind? What's in your heart? Give us a call. 800-222-KABC. Talk radio 790 KABC.
AM 790
KABC. KABC News at 7:30. I'm Sharon Reardon. Good evening. Just in time for what's expected to be one of the busiest travel weekends of the year, California's gas tax is up today by nearly 3 cents, taking it to a total of 54 cents a gallon. The gas tax is adjusted each year, they say, to keep up with inflation. Minimum wage earners in the city and county of Los Angeles just got a pay raise. In the city, the minimum wage increased from $15 an hour to $16.04. In unincorporated parts of the county, it's going up to $15.96 an hour. The Department of Defense is rolling out a new $820 million Ukraine aid package and includes up to 150,000 rounds of 155-millimeter artillery ammo and 4 counter-artillery radars. And Johnny Depp's Captain Jack Sparrow character is making a big return.
Well, sort of. Depp's animatronic version is back in Anaheim at the Pirates of the Caribbean ride at Disneyland. It's back open after a 4-month closure for regular maintenance. It's already seen very long lines. Kevin Tripp, KABC News.
The markets closed in the green today. News sponsored by Audible. This summer, fire up your imagination with Audible. Listen to comedies, thrillers, mysteries, and more. It's everything you want in audio entertainment, all in the Audible app. Sign up for a free 30-day trial at audible.com. KABC SoCal weather. Clear skies for now. Partially cloudy after midnight. Lows around 60. Low clouds and fog tomorrow morning. Then sunshine. Highs ranging in the 70s to low 80s. Currently, it's 80 degrees in Brea, 74 in Brentwood. For news on demand, check out KABC.com with stories that are honest and informative and that you'll want to share with like-minded friends. Try it now, KABC.com. Traffic next, and then more of the Frank Sontag Show.
The left fear me.
Dan Bongino.
Leo Terrell, Ben Shapiro, and others, because they know we are right. That is not a matter of opinion. That is a matter of fact.
Fast-paced, fact-based. Dan Bongino, live. Weekdays 9 to noon on AM 790 KABC.
KABC dependable traffic right now in Torrance. 405 freeway southbound near Western Avenue. An accident. Third lane from the center divider has been blocked. That right side's going to be shut down for a time. So southbound 405, coming away from the LAX area, heading through Torrance and the South Bay Curve. Lots of bumper-to-bumper starting to really build. 605 freeway northbound around Beverly Boulevard. Highway Patrol on scene of a crash there. 4 cars right side. Northbound 605 approaching Whittier. It's a bumper-to-bumper drive from the 5 freeway. And on the 710 freeway southbound at Rosecrans Avenue, a stall, right lane blocked with traffic heavy there. That's dependable traffic. I'm Richard Turnage, AM 790 KABC.
Frank Sontag, and I want to talk to you about my friends at Home Comfort USA. You can take advantage of their new overstock situation, get $2,000 cash back on a new AC system from Lennox. No payments for 1 year. Easy financing. Get your system installed in days, not weeks or months. Don't let this time pass you by. Limited time basis. Call them now. 888-862-1929. 888-862-1929. You can also visit homecomfortusa.com. California license number 974908.
AM 790.
KABC.
Welcome back to the Frank Sontag Show, Talk Radio 790 KABC. There's a guy that you may have heard before. His name is Bruce Springsteen. I do have a Bruce Springsteen story I'll share with you another time. I got to meet Bruce years ago when I was at KLOS, and it's amazing the career he has had. Welcome back to the broadcast. My name is Frank Sontag. I am here now every Friday night from 7 until 9. And part of the blessing of being here is that I have two amazing sponsors. One I want to just share a moment and tell you about. Now, years ago, I got in a little tax trouble. This is a true story. I got audited for some reason. I've always done my due diligence and, you know, get my taxes done by April 15th, et cetera. And one year I get a call, I got audited. I'm like, what's going on? And many years ago in high school, I went to Notre Dame High School with a guy named Phil Liberatore. Phil Liberatore is a man that has IRS problem solvers. I actually went to Phil for my tax stuff. He's amazing. It's not even a commercial. This is a testimony. If you have maybe struggles with taxes, maybe you've not filed, maybe you've got concerns, call Phil and I promise you he'll take care of you. He's an amazing guy, and I cannot speak highly enough about Phil Liberatore and IRS problem solvers. Two ways to get a hold of him. StopIRSPain.com is their website, or call them 877, the number 6-SOLVER. 877-6-SOLVER. I promise you, Phil will take care of you. All right, let's take some calls. 800-222-5222 are the numbers, 800-222-KABC. Let's talk to Paul on line 4 in Long Beach. Paul, you're on the Frank Sontag Show. Thank you for calling, Paul.
Hey, Frank. Happy Independence Day weekend.
Thank you.
I usually change. I hate to say this because KBC is one of my favorite stations. I often change the station at 7 p.m., but I heard your opening monologue, and I'm like, I gotta listen to this show. So we have kind of similar backgrounds. We're both brought up Catholic. Local Southern California guys. I went to Catholic high school as well. I went to St. John Bosco and Bellflower. My school played your school.
You did.
Football and all that.
Yes, you did.
So, I think I'm a couple years younger than you. I graduated in 83. But I never went the New Age route, but I was an atheist for a while. But I came back to believing in God and Jesus. So, music lover, obviously, like, my tastes are probably a little different. I'm more of a K-rock, 80s K-rock guy.
Yep.
But I just wanted to say, now I have a station. Now I know what I'm listening to at 5 p.m. or 7 p.m., sorry, on a Friday evening. So I wanted to say congratulations and welcome to KBC. And I'm looking forward to listening to you. Is this a Friday night only show, or I'm not sure what nights you're on?
Now, I am on every Friday night from 7 to 9. Paul, I'm thankful for your call. Thank you for calling. Call anytime, and you're welcome to drop me an email at my website, franksontag.com. Thank you, Paul. Let's talk to Kim in Los Angeles on line 3. Kim, you are on the air on KBC 790 with the Frank Sontag Show.
Hi, Frank. I'm happy to know that you're on the air on Fridays on KABC. And I want to just start off by saying your call screener was really warm, and she seemed like a real person, and she made me feel comfortable getting on the air.
Fantastic.
So I was just really blown away with her, what seemed like sincerity. And anyway, I wish you the best. I'm a Christian. I'm an urban missionary, and I go around on the streets talking to people about Jesus. But I think that your show is for all people, and that people can really learn from you. I was following you heavily last summer with this friend of mine. She just came out of the New Age movement, and she got radically saved, and she was working with me on the mission fields in L.A., and she listened to you every day. And again, I think there's something in your show for everybody, and I had a strong feeling to listen to you tonight. I thought I should be listening to this first kickoff show And then I had an even stronger feeling that I should call in. So wish you the best.
Thank you for the kind words. And I hope and pray that we talk again, Kim. Thank you for calling in tonight. Let's go through the board. Amy is in Rancho Cucamonga. Amy, you are on the Frank Sontag Show.
Hey, Frank. It's good to talk to you. I have listened to you since your midnight show, and I was one of your last cohorts for your life skills class before you became a Christian. And am so happy that you are where you are and what you're doing, and I support you. And if there's any way I can help you, I'm here for you, Frank. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Amy. It's good to hear from you. Know you're welcome to call anytime. And that was a few days ago, wasn't it?
It was quite some time ago. And like I said, it was just like we were together and you were coaching me.
Yep.
And then it ended. And then you became a Christian. And I've been following you through your new station and out to here. And I'm just saying, Frank, you're needed. And if there's any way I can help and support you, I will reach out to you. And I'm here.
Thank you, Amy. It's good to hear your voice again. Thank you for calling the program. One thing I will say to other listeners, I don't need my ego stroked. I don't want to take calls and, you know, call after call. Frank, I'm so thrilled you're on the air. You're amazing. I don't need that. But I do want to say this. I think encouragement is really important, even in our own circles. And sometimes I don't practice what I preach. Sometimes I get caught up in my own stuff, my own little pity parties. And I've got, even in my ministry, some of the men that I mentor, I know I should call them. And I'm like, I just don't feel up to it today, right? So encouragement is important. And don't even get me going on that four-letter word called love, which we'll talk a lot about in future programs. Let us talk to Angel in Woodland Hills. Angel, thanks for calling the Frank Sontag Show.
Hi, Frank. I want to say how grateful I am for answered prayers. Your email went into my spam box. I normally don't read my spam or look at it, but I did today, and I saw your advertisement for tonight, and I will be chiming in every Friday. I set an alarm on my phone, and I'm just, you're a voice of reason on the airwaves, and it's, you know, almost nothing short of a miracle that you chose to stay in California, and I'm grateful to our Creator for that.
Angel, thank you for the kind words. I'll always be transparent. Part of me wants to say I wish I was so grateful. I mean, I had the exit strategy. I was on my way out to Colorado, and we're going to move, and God had other plans. Angel also made reference to, got an email, or I don't know her terminology. If you would like to be on my mailing list, again, just go to franksontag.com. That's my ministry page. We send out an email from time to time. I did put out an email a couple of days ago about the program, so that's what Angel was referring to. We have events coming up. We'll talk maybe more about in the next segment. But if you just simply want to be on my mailing list and keep in touch, just go to franksontag.com. Let me take one more call. Mike in Buena Park. Mike, thank you for calling the Frank Sontag Show on Talk Radio 790 KBC. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Frank. How are you tonight? I sound like you're doing very well.
Thank you. I am. How are you?
Fine. I used to listen to you on the other station for a while, and I heard your name tonight. I was sitting down here writing some bills, and I had the radio on, and I heard that name, and I'm thinking, well, I knew of a Frank Sontag from another station. And anyway, I put it all together, and I'm just going to say it's nice to hear your voice. And in addition to that, I'm really proud of the fact that I'm a Christian as well, and that you're willing to speak up. And so good for you, and lots of luck, and God bless you, and I hope things go well.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you for your kindness and your call. I appreciate it. I want to say this. I've been in radio a long time. It's hard to believe it's been 35 years. And I am my own worst critic, and I'll be redundant here. I don't need people to say how special I am. My Savior and Lord has already done that for me, and I'm nothing without Him. But I also want to tell you, I kind of want to break through a perception of radio. Just bear with me for maybe 60 seconds. You may have a favorite radio program because maybe the host speaks to you in a certain way. I don't have a need to be different, right? I'm not going to be sensationalistic. I'm not going to be controversial. I'm not going to rant and rave and yell and scream. But I am unique. I mean, everybody's got fingerprints, and your fingerprints are all different. So God made me a certain way. And I want to do this program in honor and glory of God as I know God. This is serious stuff for me. I'm not just cashing a check, and I don't want to, you know, get off the air and, boy, that was great. We had calls, and, oh, it was amazing. We can do something together. Radio is a sacred medium. I used to say this in my New Age days. I can sit behind a microphone and thousands of you can tune in. And my heart is, let's do something with this. Right? Let's teach each other. Let's learn something from each other. I'm going to state positions that may upset you. I may state positions that you disagree with. But here's the truth. I mean, I'd like to think I'm still kind of a young man. My birthday is in a couple of days. I'll be 67. Good Lord, where did that go? But a lot of this is based in life experience. I have lived a life. It's in my book, Light the Way Home. You can get through our website. It's a few bucks at franksontag.com. But here's my point. Life experience is precious. There's a big difference between knowledge and wisdom. You can know something. You read a book and you're like, okay, I've gained that knowledge. But wisdom comes from experience, right? That school of hard knocks, if you will. And I've had my share of hard knocks. But I just want to tell you, what I say, I know to be true for me. I hope if we have an engagement and a conversation, that can be true for you too. So I hope and pray you keep listening. We will continue with more of this, The Frank Sontag Show on Talk Radio, 790 KABC.
KABC dependable traffic right now. 5 freeways southbound before the 605 freeway interchange. Stalled car, a breakdown in the middle lane for a time. We understand now clearing stages, but southbound 5, a real solid jam now all the way back to the East LA interchange. 110 freeway southbound right around Exposition Boulevard in South Los Angeles, earlier stall. That's making for a complete jam from the 4 level in the downtown area. And also 101 freeway southbound at Glendale Boulevard, a stall there. Traffic is backed up into Hollywood, extra slow from Melrose. That's dependable traffic. I'm Richard Turner, JM790K, ABC.
Frank Sontag here for Phil Liberatore and the IRS Problem Solvers. Phil has been a lifelong friend of mine. He does my income taxes. And I just want to tell you, wherever you are at with your income taxes, maybe you filed, maybe you haven't filed forever, I can personally tell you, Phil is the guy to call. He has an amazing outreach to the IRS. Let me give you the information. You will not regret reaching out to him. 877-6-SOLVER, 877-6-SOLVER. You can also reach out to Phil through their website, StopIRSPay.com.
It could be information to change your life forever. Or the Something You Should Know podcast could just be something interesting.
In a study, there were 8 times the number of bacteria in the carton of milk that had been drank from directly. Now, that bacteria won't necessarily make you sick. What that bacteria will do, however, is cause the milk to deteriorate faster and go bad. And that is Something You Should Know.
Join Mike Carruthers and guests for Something You Should Know. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Frank Sontag Show. Well, that caught me off guard. This is Talk Radio 790 KBC. This is a song from Bob Dylan from movie soundtrack of Billy the Kid, and it's Knocking on Heaven's Door. I did not tell Wayman to play that. He just kind of pulled that from a handful of tunes we downloaded. And I just want to warn you, I'm a crier. I'm not Look, I'm 6'4". I'm a dude. I have a men's ministry. But come on now. Real men cry. And God just wired me a certain way. So when he played that song, and the reason why I got tears in my eyes, I had planned on honoring my friend who just passed away. So let me tell you a little bit about Vlad. We'll play his words, recorded 3 weeks ago. So in the early part of 2020, I'd start hearing about this doctor in New York named Vladimir Zelenko, who treated his patients from having contracted COVID, in some cases severely, with in part hydroxychloroquine. He had amazing results. I was started to follow him. He was not in social media at the time. Within a matter of about 3 to 5 months, all of a sudden his name became more prominent. And he actually sent a letter to then President Trump. When you heard former President Trump talking about hydroxychloroquine, it's because Vladimir Zelenko sent him a letter. Anyway, Vladimir and I have become friends over the last couple of years. He's helped me through health issues, some family members. He has something called the Zelenko Protocol. And had cancer a number of years ago, beat it, back, beat it, lost a lung. Guy's been through a really rough time. One of the most courageous human beings I've ever met. He passed 2 days ago. Let me read a little bit of what was written, and then you're going to hear his words as recorded 3 weeks ago. It is with immense sorrow that we announce the passing of Dr. Vladimir Zev Zelenko. Dr. Zelenko was a physician, scientist, and activist for medical rights who touched the lives of millions of people. Some were saved through his role as a doctor, and even more were inspired by his words. His Zelenko Protocol saved millions and earned him a Nobel Prize nomination and the admiration of a U.S. president, among other prominent world leaders. Born in socialist slavery and then immigrating to the United States, Dr. Zelenko was the embodiment of the American dream. The child of poor immigrants who rose to success as a physician and as a businessman, but Dr. Zelenko was more than a physician. As an activist and a businessman, he was also a man of deep faith, incredible love for his family, and tireless inspiration to the company. But perhaps most of all, Zev was our friend. Boy, indeed, that's the truth. The world knows the dynamic firebrand who never feared speaking truth to power or speaking up for issues he cared deeply about. He was a man of great, subtle humor, deep intellect, could laugh at himself, and started something right before he passed called the Zelenko Freedom Foundation. He also has a product I hope to talk about on this program called Z-Stack. It's like a supplement. Great stuff. But I want you, if you've never heard of Vladimir Zelenko, or maybe you heard him, I interviewed him on my previous program. By the way, of all my years in radio, that was the most downloaded podcast. Tens of thousands of people downloaded the first interview I did with Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, who I love and I miss greatly. Here is a little bit of the words he shared 3 weeks ago.
I just came from my doctors, and not good news. My cancer, which I've been fighting for 4 years, has progressed. There's one last ditch effort that may lead to cure, which I'm gonna do. But if that fails, then the estimates are unpleasant. But I've been at this place multiple times in the last 4 years. And so when someone lives with that consciousness, something happens. Something very good happens. You kind of live each day and you appreciate time. And in reality, just think of it philosophically. You begin to die from the day you're born. No one lives forever. Some people live 20 years, some people live 100 years. But in the grand scheme of creation, it's finite. So in my opinion, it's not important when and how you die. It's much more important how you live. And so, because when and how you die is not in your control, but how you live is within your control. How you think, how you speak, and how you act is within the free will and volition of man. So my advice to people is appreciate the gift of consciousness in life that you're being given. Happy birthday, because every instant of time is a active recreation. It's a dynamic involvement on God's part for us to be. If you woke up, that's proof that He wants you to be and that you didn't finish your job. And I would say the world will be redeemed or fixed, rectified through acts of goodness and kindness. Even if the sword is on your neck, you should never give up hope. So I do feel the sword on my neck, but I'm still very hopeful. And I live with more tranquility and serenity than I've ever had in my life, which is very counterintuitive. Because for the carnage and the malevolence, evil that I've come into contact with in the last 2 years, I would not expect that type of inner peace. But what I've realized is that when you're in alignment, or you seem to be in alignment with the divine will, there's a certain gift of tranquility that's given. And it's not easy, by the way. It's very hard, but so what? And it's a constant struggle, but all the suffering that I went through, I still wouldn't give it up. By the way, I didn't ask for this challenge, but no one asked me. So as I went through it, I am going through it. The serenity is really something that I've been seeking my whole life. So I'm very grateful to have it.
Dr. Vladimir Zelenko passed away a couple of days ago. He was a dear friend of mine. He will be missed greatly. And yet his work will continue. He has a book coming out. I'm kicking myself. I got a text from him 2 weeks ago. I didn't return about his book, of which we'll maybe talk about in future weeks. But his book's coming out. He started a foundation called the Zelenko Freedom Foundation. ZFreeFoundation.com is the website. And may his legacy live on. I know he touched scores of people. And the last thing I'll say, I never met him in person, but developed such a relationship with him. I mean, I would text him. He'd get back to me. He would help anybody. And again, he will be greatly missed. All right. Hour number two is upon us in a few moments. Let me tell you a little bit about what we're going to do next hour. We can take calls. If you'd like to call in the program, the number is 800-222-5222. Or something that's a bit more easy to remember, 800-222-KABC. We can take your calls on anything. You want to say hi, talk about a particular issue. Next hour, we're going to get a little, well, a little intense. We're going to talk a little bit about Roe v. Wade, and you're going to hear from a woman whose life, if you don't know of her, you will be forever changed. Wherever you fall in this particular topic, I guarantee you, after you hear her testimony, you will not be the same. We'll also talk about a fun movie that I saw that I want to make mention of, let you all know about. We're going to talk a little bit about manhood. Is there such a thing as men? Toxic masculinity? If you're a dude listening right now, how are you? Are you leading your home? If you're a follower of Jesus, or if you believe in spiritual principles. You know, in my ministry, one of the things that boggles my mind, men have been taken out. I call it a spiritual war. They've been taken out. They don't even know that they've been taken out, let alone who the enemy is. They're just kind of existing, going through life. My God is a God of reconciliation. My God is a God of redemption. Don't buy into the lies like somehow it's too late. It's never too late. And I'm all about fighting. In fact, let me read this quickly and we'll go to break. It's not the critic who counts, nor the one who points out how the strong person stumbled or where the doer of the deed could have done better. The credit belongs to the person who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strive valiantly, who errs and comes short again and again, because there is no effort without error and shortcoming, who does actually strive to do deeds, who knows the great enthusiasms, the great devotion, spends oneself in a worthy cause, who at the best knows in the end the triumph of high achievement, and who at worst, if he or she fails, at least fails while daring greatly. Far better is it to dare mighty things, to win glorious triumphs, even though checkered by failure, than to rank with those timid spirits who neither enjoy nor suffer, much because they live in the great twilight that knows neither victory nor defeat. Man in the Arena, Theodore Roosevelt. More of the Frank Sontag Show next.
Fast-paced, fact-based.
We give you facts here.
KABC,
Los Angeles, Orange County.
Accumulus Media.
Get it right.
KABC.
KABC News at 8 o'clock. I'm Sharon Reardon on this 4th of July holiday weekend. California is now the first state in the country to guarantee free health care for all low-income immigrants living in the country illegally. In plain language, the state will now provide coverage for an additional 764,000 people at an eventual cost of nearly $3 billion a year. Governor Newsom signed a nearly $308 billion operating budget that includes all low-income adults, regardless of immigration status, to the state's Medicaid program by 2024. The LA City Council today has tentatively approved an ordinance banning homeless encampments within 500 feet of schools and daycare centers. The council approved the move on a 10-1 vote, with Councilman Mike Bonin dissenting. Since the vote was not unanimous, the matter will return to the council for a second vote on July 27th. Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley slamming President Biden for his energy policies. Grassley says gas prices would be lower if more focus was on domestic resources.
We don't build pipelines. We're not drilling. We're not loaning money to energy companies. We're putting additional regulations on fracking.
The president claims Russia is the primary reason for the current inflation issues in the U.S., but Grassley says the high energy prices are a direct correlation of rising food costs and other goods. No matter, 42 million Americans are still set to travel by car to enjoy the 4th of July weekend. In the meantime, if you're planning on frolicking in the woods this holiday weekend, take heed.
Forest restrictions and closures will be in place both in Los Angeles and San Bernardino counties throughout this 4th of July weekend. Officials are concerned about fireworks and campfires starting a wildfire. San Bernardino County closing the North Etowanda Preserve in Rancho Cucamonga through Tuesday morning. The Bobcat Burn Zone in the Angeles National Forest also closed. Jim Roop, KABC News.
In other news, unvaccinated Army National Guard and Reserve members cannot participate in drills, Brian Shook explains.
That's according to an announcement by the Army. They must have an approved or pending exemption in order to take part in training that's federally funded. Thursday was the deadline for Army service members to be vaccinated.
KABC Sports, the Dodgers hosting the Padres again tonight. And that sports on the home of the USC Trojans. The market's closed in the green. KABC SoCal weather, clear skies for now. Partially cloudy after midnight, lows around 60. Low clouds and fog tomorrow morning, then sunshine. Highs ranging in the 70s to low 80s for most areas. Currently at 77 degrees in Placentia, 82 in Pacoima. If most of the media makes you shake your head, you're right at home here. Thanks for choosing fast-paced, fact-based 790 KABC. Traffic is next, and then more of the Frank Sontag Show.
A clean energy future. This is not the stuff of legends. This is the stuff of everyday Southern Californians. Because thanks to programs and rebates from SCE, we all have the power to create a clean energy California. Visit sce.com/clean energy to learn more.
AM 790 KABC.
KABC Dependable Traffic. Right now, major accident in the Burbank area, 134 freeway eastbound around Forest Lawn Drive. Multi-car injury crash. Carpool, left lanes have been blocked for a time. Eastbound side of the 134, big slow go from the Burbank area with the jam beginning at about Pass Avenue. That's 134 eastbound at Forest Lawn Drive. Also, South LA, 110 freeway southbound at MLK, an accident. The express lanes affected, and the left lane on the main portion of the freeway also shut down with traffic very heavy. 10 freeway eastbound at New Avenue in Monterey Park crash, right lane blocked. That's dependable traffic. I'm Richard Turner, JM 790 KABC.
text and whatever. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Thank you for joining us here on the Frank Sontag Show, Talk Radio 790 KBC. This is my initial flight. This is the first program of what I hope and pray will be many. We're on every Friday night now from 7 to 9 p.m. here on KBC. Thank you for joining us. Some of you may have followed me on and off. I've been in radio in Southern California for a few decades, and I've been off the air for almost a year. I was on afternoons on another station for 8.5 years. I recognize it would be presumptuous of me if somehow I would think that you all know who I am. If you've never heard me before, here's the only thing I would ask. Give me a listen. Just spend some time, invest maybe tonight. Reach out to me, send me an email. I read all my emails. Just go to franksontag.com. Get on our mailing list if you'd like to. I'd like to think that you and I can kind of make a little sense out of a world that seems to have gone a little mad, if you will. If you missed the previous hour, or if you don't know who I am, one of the many things that I've done in my life is I lead a men's ministry. I am a follower of Jesus Christ. We are a men's ministry, but we're not a church ministry. There's a big difference. We want to lead men to find the purpose and plan that we believe God has for your life. We believe there's a crisis of manhood, or a lack thereof, and that masculinity is under attack. 7 years ago, I started my ministry, and earlier this year, we went from a local to a national ministry. We do events, gatherings. We have one in September in Thousand Oaks. In November, we're going to be in Phoenix. We have retreats. We have one in October. We have Bible studies. We do all sorts of stuff. We help you with, if you're struggling, we have counseling centers that we partner with. If you just go to my website, we have something called the Seven Pillars. And don't be turned off if you're a non-believer by somehow me saying we're Christian. That there are scores of men listening to my voice right now. You know in some way, shape, or form that you're not living to what you sense deep in your soul the way you're supposed to be living. You know, I'm not going to hit you hard with Scripture or the Bible, but I am going to hit you hard and say, look, you're a man. God made you as a man. We're a ministry that believes there are males and females. Don't get me going on this gender stuff. One of my friends sent me this. I want to read this to you. Due to the increasing number of articles and books linking the root cause of school dropout rates, drug use, teen pregnancy, suicide, and violent crime to fatherlessness, I thought I'd encourage fellow males to join the ranks of fellow men. Listen to this. Wanted: men to change the world. The greatest need the world has is for you to be a man. I'm obviously talking to the men right now, not the women. This is not an easy thing to learn. It must be taught. You must put away childish attitudes, learn to do the right thing. You must choose who will be your teacher, your mentor, your counselor, your friend, your father figure. We're going to talk about fatherhood a little later in the hour. Let others follow the crowd or sports heroes and music idols. They have nothing to say and nothing to offer. They're in court or rehab or trashy tabloids. Your life was not designed to be a soap opera. Do not fill it with such things. You will be known for what you allow inside your life. Do not believe losing is winning, that notoriety equals accomplishment. Follow the wrong people, and not only will you be lost, you'll be led and lead others astray. Don't be a stumbling block. Here's a question. Do you desire what is right and true more than you desire the approval of others? For some of you, that's a heavy deal, man. We got to get approved by others, right? I don't want to take a step out of my comfort zone. I need to be validated. I need to be approved. Do you desire avoiding scorn and ridicule more than you desire being a man? Who can stand up? Who can stand against and who can stand for? Many years ago, there was a man that partnered with Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. His name was Fred Shuttlesworth. He was a pastor by trade. And during the height of so much of the rioting and the protesting and the incredible work that Dr. King did, the bombings, Dr. King's house was blown up one Christmas Eve night, and the next day, Fred Shuttlesworth called his men to his church and said, "Look, if you want to bow out, I understand. This is scary stuff." And then he said the following line, "Boys step back, men step forward," which, by the way, is the title of my next book. But I think that speaks loudly. Do you desire to be a man who can stand between his ego and the reality of universal insufficiency and cry out, praying for guidance no man has in himself? I thank God every day for saving me from myself. The size of your battlefield means nothing. Your personal mission is everything. Become the man you were created to be. It's not only your own life that depends on it. Others need you. Just a little glimpse into my ministry and what we do for men. 800-222-5222, 800-222-KABC. If you'd like to call in the program, you are welcome to give us a call. Tricia, we'll get you ready to go on the air. And, in fact, let's take a call. We've got a couple of minutes. Dave in Glendale. Dave, thank you for calling the Frank Sontag Show on AM 790 KABC. How are you, Dave?
Yeah, Frank, it's Dave in the back row, man. I'm doing just fine. I got a question for you, though. You're talking all this stuff about Dr. Zelenko, and you're talking about, you know, you're going to talk about the abortion thing coming up, Roe v. Wade, and you know, we've got children that are, you know, 10 years old that are being told as parents we need to take them and rearrange everything. So my question is, how do we show kindness, you know, to people that just are so volatile? And these are people that you grew up with. These are people that you do life with. They know who you are. But they just will not have a dignified, intelligent conversation. They just show you all kinds of names and ridicule you and berate you. So how do you be strong and courageous and put up with all that stuff? And then it seems like you don't even have a chance to make your point.
Well, let me respond with this. I get 2 hours every Friday. We've got another minute. Why don't you tell me, since this is something that's on your heart, how do you respond to this? If you could do it in a minute, obviously it would probably take an hour, but you tell me, how do you act in kind?
I think what I do is state my case, maybe be a little, you know, on social media it's very difficult to do this, Frank. You know, you just try, because people, I mean, let me read an email. He sent a nice email, a text to somebody to take it the wrong way. So I simply just, I lay the case out, logic and reason. I just say, look, here's what I see and what I read and what I know. And if they respond and evil darts and all that come my way, and they even mention, hey, man, you know, you've this, that, and the other, and vitriol comes out of their mouth. I say, guys, you grew up with me. You know who I am. You know my heart. And if I just prove my point, quote unquote, and I just let it rest, I don't continue to battle it. I let them do it, and hopefully by what they write and what they scribe, it shows their level of of integrity and character, and maybe I'll leave mine on the table.
Well, let me respond. Dave, thank you for the call. I will tell you this. You're a better man than me. This is a tough question for me. Man, I'll tell you, it seems like, at least over the last couple of years, people have come at me and I'm like, wait a minute. We've been together for 20 some years as friends and you're laying that on me? I mean, I got to take a breath. I got to take a time out. Obviously, I'm a follower of Christ. I got to get in scripture. But that's a question maybe we can pursue next week and just take calls for a segment or two on how do you act kindly, or does someone even deserve to be treated nicely if they're, you know, idiots or mean-spirited? That's a loaded question. Thank you for the call. 800-222-5222. Many years ago, as a non-believer, I was a progressive environmental activist. And when anyone would call my radio show and bring up the issue of abortion, I would instantly say, I am a man. I have no business getting into this conversation. In fact, my words were, I haven't been given the God-given ability to give birth. And I would just tap out. When we continue, obviously Roe v. Wade was last week. There are a lot of people that are upset, angry, thrilled, a lot of emotion, a lot of misinformation. At the very least, we're going to hear from a woman that I guarantee you, if you listen to her, you will be forever changed, wherever you fall in this category. We're also going to take more of your calls if you care to call in, 800-222-KABC. I do hope to talk maybe a little bit about electric vehicles. You know, the world's going to end in 10 years. We hear this all the time. Drive your electric vehicle and all is well. Maybe not so. And I'm going to talk about one of my favorite movies of recent times. That and much more. Thank you for listening to the Frank Sontag Show on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Well, traffic right now on the 10 freeway eastbound at New Avenue in Monterey Park. Multi-car crash. Right lane's been shut down for a time. Highway Patrol reportedly still on scene looking to wrap this up. In the meantime, traffic a little bit extra tough outbound side of the 10 heading into the Monterey Park area. On the 134 freeway eastbound at Hollywood Way in Burbank, a crash right side. And then up ahead, 134 freeway eastbound at Forest Lawn Drive, a crash. That's on the left side of the freeway. So eastbound side of the 134 freeway, traffic bumper to bumper in stretches through the Burbank area. That's dependable traffic. I'm Richard Turner, JM790 KABC.
Frank Sontag, and I want to talk to you about my friends at Home Comfort USA. You can take advantage of their new overstock situation, get $2,000 cash back and a new AC system from Lennox. No payments for 1 year. Easy financing. Get your system installed in days, not weeks or months. Don't let this time pass you by. Limited time basis. Call them now. 888-862-1929. 888-862-1929. You can also visit homecomfortusa.com. California license number 974908.
For everything you need to head back to school at prices that won't hold you back, Staples has you covered.
I need it all. Notebooks, folders, crayons, and a unicorn backpack?
Staples has you covered.
Everything on my list, in stock and price low?
Staples has you covered with everything your student needs for school. This week, Staples comp books and poly folders are just 50 cents each. Plus, 1-inch binders are only $1.99. Don't send your kids back to school. Send them forward at Staples, the working and learning store. N72, in-store only, limit 30.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit beefy, or even with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Affordable term life insurance is out there. Call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-481-1458. 800-481-1458 or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too.
See the curtains hanging in the window in the evening on a Friday night. little light is shining through the window. Let me know everything's all right. Summer breeze makes me feel fine. Blowing through the jasmine in my mind.
Welcome back to the Frank Sontag Show. Thank you for listening to Talk Radio 790 KBC. If you know this song, you're old. I'm old. I mean, this is a song that is synonymous with, I want to say the summer of 67 or 68. I was 12 or 13, and Seals and Crofts did this song, and boy, it was like a big deal. And isn't it interesting how music takes you back to that time, like it was just yesterday? How it's almost timeless. We're going to talk about music in the coming weeks and month and months. I'm going to have a couple of guests in that are pretty prominent in the music industry. My background, I grew up in rock radio on KLOS, and I still keep friendships with people that I met in those days. And I love music. We had a caller earlier today talking about penchant for music. My tastes are wide and varied. In fact, let me do this first. I want to talk about gold for a moment and a good friend of mine who has a wonderful group called Gold Financial Group. And then I'm going to share a story. Then we're going to get into an incredible testimony. So you've heard many commercials for gold. And this person says invest in gold and it's a good way to hedge against inflation. And all I can tell you is if you listen to my program long enough, you'll recognize that if I promote a sponsor, I believe in what they do. I know what they do. So there's a guy named Mike Cordova, who I met a couple of years ago. He has a group called Gold Financial Group. It's a small little business. It's him and a few people. And he has a heart to help people sustain some level of financial solvency. And with everything going on in the world and the market and inflation, I reached out to him and I said, just let me let my listeners know about what you do at Gold Financial Group. So if you're thinking about investing in gold, if you're concerned about the economy, I'm going to give you his number. Call him and just have a conversation with him. You may be a candidate to invest in gold. He's helped a lot of people. His name is Mike Cordova, Gold Financial Group. The number is 800-214-9023. You can tell him, yes, I gave his number out on the air. 800-214-9023. If you make that call, I promise you, you'll be glad you did. Call Mike Cordova at Gold Financial Group. All right, there's a woman named Gianna Jessen. I want to be quick to this and make sure we stay on time. I met Gianna years ago. Meeting her changed my life. Now, I'm not going to do any great buildup here. Her words will speak for themselves. Roe v. Wade last week was overturned. Gianna has a story to tell. She testified on Capitol Hill a number of years ago. Put on your seatbelt. This is Gianna Jessen.
Good morning. My name is Gianna Jessen, and I would like to thank you so much for the opportunity to testify here today. My biological mother was 7.5 months pregnant when she went to a Planned Parenthood and was advised, and they advised her to have a late-term saline abortion. This method of abortion burns the baby inside and out, blinding and suffocating the child, who is then born dead, usually within 24 hours. And there should be a photo there. Yes, this is what I survived. Instead of dying, after 18 hours of being burned in my mother's womb, I was delivered alive in an abortion clinic in Los Angeles on April the 6th, 1977. You can see a photo as well of my medical records. My medical records state born alive during saline abortion, 6 a.m. Ha! Victory. Thankfully, the abortionist was not at work yet. Had he been there, he would have ended my life with strangulation, suffocation, or leaving me there to die. Instead, a nurse called an ambulance, and I was rushed to a hospital. Doctors did not expect me to live. I did. I was later diagnosed with cerebral palsy, which was caused by a lack of oxygen to my brain while surviving an abortion. I was never supposed to hold up my head or walk. I do. And cerebral palsy, ladies and gentlemen, is a tremendous gift to me. I was eventually placed in foster care and later adopted. And hear me clearly, I forgive my biological mother. Within the first year after my birth, I was used as an expert witness in a case where an abortionist had been caught strangling a child to death after being born alive. Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood, said the following: "The most merciful thing that a large family does to one of its infant members is to kill it." Planned Parenthood is not ashamed of what they have done or continue to do, but we will have to give an account as a nation before God for our apathy and for the murder of over 50 million children in the womb. Every time we falter in courage as individuals and fail to confront this evil, I wonder how many lives have been lost in our silence while we make sure we are lauded among men and that we don't offend anyone. How many children have died and been dismembered and their parts sold for our ego, our convenience, and our promiscuity? How many Lamborghinis were purchased with the blood of innocent children? The blood that cries to the Lord from the ground, like that of the blood of Abel. Not one of them, ladies and gentlemen, is forgotten by him. I would ask Planned Parenthood the following questions. 38 years later, I would ask them these questions. If abortion is about women's rights, then what were mine? You continuously use the argument, if the baby is disabled, we need to terminate the pregnancy, as if you can determine the quality of someone's life. Is my life less valuable due to my cerebral palsy? You have failed in your arrogance and greed to see one thing. It is often from the weakest among us that we learn wisdom. Something sorely lacking in our nation today, and it is both our folly and our shame that blinds us to the beauty of adversity. Planned Parenthood uses deception, the manipulation of language, and slogans such as a woman's right to choose to achieve their monetary aims. I will illustrate how well they employ this technique with the following quote: "The receptivity of the masses is very limited. Their intelligence is small, but their power of forgetting is enormous. In consequence of these facts, all effective propaganda must be limited to a very few points and must harp on these in slogans until the last member of the public understands what you want him to understand by your slogan." Adolf Hitler. We often hear that if Planned Parenthood were defunded, there would be a health crisis among women without the services they provide. This is absolutely false. Pregnancy resource centers are located nationwide as an option for the woman in crisis. All of their services are free and confidential. They can be reached by texting helpline to 313131. There is access to vital exams for women other than Planned Parenthood. We are not a nation without options. Planned Parenthood receives $500 million of taxpayer money a year to primarily destroy and dismember babies. Do not tell me these are not children. A heartbeat proves that. So does 40 ultrasounds. So do I. And so does the fact that they are selling human organs for profit. Do not tell me this is only a woman's issue. It takes both a man and a woman to create a child. And to that point, I wish to speak to the men listening to me. You are made for greatness. You were born to defend women and children, not to use and abandon us, nor sit idly by while you know we are being harmed, and I am asking you to be brave. In conclusion, let me say, I am alive because of the power of Jesus Christ alone, in whom I live, move, and have my being. Without him, I would have nothing, and with him, I have all. Thank you.
Woman's name is Gianna Jessen. Maybe on the other side we can debrief a little bit on that. I suspect for some of you that was hard to hear. Maybe you should have done a little bit of a disclaimer. Maybe for some of you that upset you. Maybe for some of you, you're like, yeah, that's truth. You know, truth comes at a cost. But wherever you stand on this issue, this is a woman, an empowered woman, a God-fearing woman that absolutely is as courageous and as bold as they come. And she loves life. She is an amazing woman. And I invite you to find out more. Her name is Gianna Jessen. If you have any thoughts, any comments, phone lines are always open. 800-222-5222. 800-222-KABC. More of the Frank Sontag Show as we continue next.
AM 790.
KABC. KABC News at 8:30. I'm Sharon Reardon. Good evening. A new poll shows 7 in 10 Americans don't want President Biden to run for a second term. The Harvard Caps Harris poll shows 71% of the roughly 1,300 people surveyed do not want Biden to seek re-election. Over 40% of those say he shouldn't run again because he's a bad president, while about one-third say he's just too old. A closely contested city council race is now over.
After weeks of silence, L.A. City Councilman Gil Cedillo is conceding defeat in his bid for re-election. Final election tallies confirm an upset victory for left-wing community activist Eunices Hernandez. She's a critic of police, probation departments, and courts. That District 1 seat on the east side covers many communities along the 110 from downtown to Glassell Park. Kevin Tripp, KABC News.
And roughly a quarter of American and 29% of Delta flights have been late in taking off today. Nationwide, it's more than 6,800 flights within, into, or out of the U.S. that have been delayed or canceled. KABC Sports, the Angels lost to the Astros in Houston tonight, 8-1, and that sports on the home of the USC Trojans. The markets closed in the green today. The Dow closed up 321 points. NASDAQ gained 99, and the S&P 500 was up by 39. KABC SoCal weather, clear skies for now, partially cloudy after midnight, lows around 60, low clouds and fog tomorrow, then sunshine, highs in the 70s to low 80s for most areas. Currently it's 74 degrees in Orange, 67 in El Segundo. For news on demand, check out KABC.com with stories that are honest and informative and that you'll want to share with like-minded friends. Try it now, KABC.com. Traffic up next and then more of the Frank Sontag Show.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and whatever. Just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
AM 790 KABC.
KABC, dependable traffic right now. 10 Freeway eastbound at Puente Avenue in Baldwin Park, a crash. Multi-car accident earlier. Carpool left lanes have been blocked. Eastbound 10, some off and on extra slow going as you make your way from the East LA interchange into this area. Crash earlier, South Los Angeles 110 freeway southbound at MLK. Left side of the freeway shut down, including the express lanes there. And it looks like just now clearing, but South 110 traffic is stop and go from the 10 freeway interchange. 134 freeway eastbound near Forest Lawn Drive, accident left side. That's dependable traffic. I'm Richard Turner, JM 790 KABC.
Frank Sontag here for Phil Liberatore and the IRS Problem Solvers. Phil has been a lifelong friend of mine. He does my income taxes. And I just want to tell you, wherever you are at with your income taxes, maybe you filed, maybe you haven't filed forever, I can personally tell you, Phil is the guy to call. He has an amazing outreach to the IRS. Let me give you the information. You will not regret reaching out to him. 877-6-SOLVER, 877-6-SOLVER. You can also reach out to Phil through their website, stopirspain.com.
AM 790 KABC. Alexa can do way more than just eavesdrop on your conversations. Shh. She can also play AM 790 KABC for you. Just say,
Alexa, enable the KABC AM skill.
Okay, here's AM 790 KABC.
AM 790 KABC. KABC.
Welcome back to the Frank Sontag Show on Talk Radio 790 KABC. If you were with us in the previous segment, let me just spend about 90 seconds on Gianna Jessen. If you didn't hear it, you obviously can go to KABC.com in the next handful of days and listen to the podcast. I just want to be really clear about a couple of things. Number one, I'm not here to be controversial, sensationalistic. I've said it a couple times on the program, but you will hear content that will challenge you. Most of my life, I played it kind of in the middle. Years ago, especially before I became a follower of Christ, I kind of did the Switzerland thing, noncommittal. And the abortion issue is obviously a real issue. You may see protest here in Los Angeles and people are upset and women's right to choose. Number one, Gianna Jessen is a human being. She's a woman that survived a horrible abortion. Number two, she's very accessible. She's on Facebook. She's an amazing woman. Number three, men need to talk about this issue too. Do you know something I found? 80 to 85% of women that walk into pregnancy centers, not sure if they're going to abort their babies with their boyfriend or their husband, walk into the clinic. If the man is noncommittal, 80 to 85% say that if their man said they want to keep the baby, they would keep the baby. So this is a man's issue too. And I hope and pray we can maybe talk more about it in the coming weeks and months. So we'll get a little intense from time to time and also we'll have some fun. But this is a conversation that's not going away. Last thing I'll say, and then I'm going to take Raul in Highland Park. You know, speaking of Roe v. Wade, what's amazing to me, I don't know if you've noticed this, and we are going to talk politics and future programs, why the left is going after Clarence Thomas is beyond me. He wasn't the one that weighed in and shared the specifics about the findings of the Supreme Court. But somehow now Clarence Thomas is the focal point of the left's hatred? Really? We are living in a time where the spirit of deception is alive and well. So I present that in the public record to go back and talk about another time. Let us talk to Raul or Raul in Highland Park. You're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Hi, Frank. This is a ghost from Christmas past. Remember your debates back in 2006 on the Impact Show?
Okay, 2006 was 16 years ago. Bear with me. My memory is not super good, and I've probably talked to a few hundred people.
Sam Cooke. I recommend you listen to Sam Cooke back in the day. We would go to war on illegal migration.
Okay, I have no reason to doubt what you're saying isn't the truth. Tell me why you called tonight.
Oh, well, first of all, welcome back to Talk Radio. I was listening to you over on the FM dial on the religious program you're on. That was great.
Thank you.
And, welcome back and happy Independence Day. And, you know, my concerns right now are what's going on in the state that the governor, have you seen that budget where he expanded Medi-Cal to 700,000 more illegal migrants? And I'm still obsessed with that issue. But there's another thing that's really bothering me, Frank, is on January 1st, regarding abortion, Connie Labor's bill is going into effect. Are you familiar with SB 24?
Yes.
Where young ladies at USC College is going to be, they're going to have access to the two abortion pills at the school.
Yep.
They're going to have these so-called, what they call them, health centers, you know, and they're going to be, won't they be able to abort their fetuses there at the school? That's what I'm wondering.
Well, that's part of the intention. Now, the reality of that may or may not be the case. Raul, thank you for the call. Let's talk again soon. Appreciate it. You know, I still to this day, and I've been a follower of Christ now for about 12 years, I still have that old tape in my head. Men can't talk about abortion. Oh, you know, that whole thing. So let me share a little bit of a story. And we've got open lines if you want to call. 800-222-5222, 800-222-KABC. I really, honestly, for most of my life, before I became a Christian, I was promiscuous, you know, all that stuff. This topic, oh, you know, men don't have a right to even get into this. Woman's right to choose. Language is very powerful. I hope and pray you recognize we're living in a day and age now where language is being manipulated. Language is being changed, actually. Meaning is being changed. Don't get me going with COVID and the CDC and how they're changing what the definition of a vaccination is. But hear me loud and clear. Language is powerful. And for a guy that was afraid to do any public speaking, I've worked hard to learn to speak clearly with what I know is true for me. I challenge myself all the time. I read a lot of different sources of information. But communication is of the essence, where we really need to have conversations. We need each other. Somebody mentioned social media a little while ago. Maybe next week we'll talk about social media is just an animal that needs to, well, we need to take a long, hard look at what social media has become. But having conversations where you speak clearly, what you say you mean, it's not just a belief system, you know it's true for you. And when it comes to the issue of life, wherever you fall in this category, and I recognize thousands of you are listening right now, you may just tune in tonight and you've never heard me before. I just want to be really clear on this. We hear terms like pro-life, pro-choice. Decades ago, when I was involved in this as a progressive activist, I would always chime in on the side of a woman's right to choose. And I'm all for truth and honesty. What are we talking about here? You know, it boggles my mind that we live in a society and things are changing. Now Roe v. Wade has been overturned and boy, the left is all undone somehow. Oh, it's going to be illegal again. No, it goes back to the states. We live in a state right now. Raul mentioned Governor Newsom. He falls all over himself. Hey, you want to have an abortion? Come far and, you know, we're here to provide anything for you to terminate a life. In court cases, sadly, and I don't want to get too intense here, but, you know, there have been cases where a woman loses her life and she's pregnant and the individual responsible that's charged with a crime, two murders, not just one, you know. The level of inconsistency on this topic, the fact that New York not that long ago, a couple of years ago, lit up skyscrapers, excited because they passed an abortion law that you can terminate a baby post-birth, and then this is celebrated? This is evil. And for those of you that may not have any religious doctrination, let me tell you something you can look up for yourself. Don't believe me. Find out the truth. Do you know that the Church of Satan, the Satanic Church, this is seen as a sacred ritual? Look it up. They think this is a wonderful sacred ritual to take a life of a baby. So however you perceive this issue, if you're on the side of pro-choice, you're putting your stamp on actually a satanic ritual. And I don't want to make this like all about the Church of Satan, and it may sound kind of hard to comprehend, but it's the truth. They have it on their website. There are religious freedom issues going on in our country where the Church of Satan wants to go in your elementary school and teach all about satanic principles. And we just kind of sit around and go, well, I don't want to get involved. One of the many blessings of COVID, and I mean that seriously, you saw parents on the East Coast stand in front of school board meetings, ranting and raving about not wanting their children to be taught CRT or other things. You know, bringing sexual indoctrination into our children, and parents have had enough. You know, enough mama bears have been poked. We need to speak up. If you're not okay with something, speak up. But here's the deal. If you have no conviction, if you live your life in fear, if you don't want to know the truth, God help us all. That's why I'm blessed to lead a men's ministry, by which I know that there are men. You know, there are a lot of things that we say. Dangerous men under God will not stand by idly as the bears maul those we should protect and nourish. We've raised up a lot of God-fearing men in my ministry that will not compromise, that have taken back a lot of ground, that will say, not on my watch. You look at fatherhood. Just the sheer numbers. How many homes, kids are being raised in fatherless homes? We have problems here. And that's why I'm so adamant about my men's ministry. And telling men, God didn't make a mistake with you. You may have made a lot of bad decisions in your life, but guess what? God's a God of redemption. Time to step up. Get back on the battlefield. If we can help you or serve you in any way, if you're a man and you want to find out more about my ministry, or if you're a woman that needs help, you've got a son that has no dad, we partner with ministries that come alongside and help kids. Just go to franksontag.com. 800-222-5222, 800-222-KABC are the numbers to call in the program. One final segment next here on the Frank Sontag Show.
KABC Dependable Traffic. Right now, we should mention on this Friday evening before the holiday weekend, traffic is still extra slow on the 5 freeway northbound through the Newhall Pass. Been the case all afternoon long, lots of extra crowding. 5 northbound from about the 210 freeway interchange into the Santa Clarita Valley and through Castaic, off and on slowing there. And also a lot of extra commute traffic on I-15 northbound through the Cajon Pass. If you're heading that way and going to be heading toward the Victor Valley, some pretty slow going northbound 15 up the mountain there in the Cajon Pass heading toward the summit. That's Dependable Traffic. I'm Richard Turnage, JM790KABC.
Frank Sontag, and I want to talk to you about my friends at Home Comfort USA. You can take advantage of their new overstock situation, get $2,000 cash back and a new AC system from Lennox. No payments for 1 year. Easy financing. Get your system installed in days, not weeks or months. Don't let this time pass you by. Limited time basis. Call them now. 888-862-1929. 888-862-1929. You can also visit homecomfortusa.com. California license number 974908.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-813-0609 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-813-0609. That's 800-813-0609. What do you have to lose? Call 800-813-0609. Again, 800-813-0609.
I tried to be a righteous man. I try to give love all over the world, but I'm tired of being used.
Welcome back to the Frank Sontag Show, Talk Radio 790 KABC. Let me get this in, and then a couple of final thoughts. I want to mention a movie that you must see. And if you don't, I'm going to know it. Maybe we'll take a few more calls as well. So many years ago, I did a show across town afternoons. It was 4 to 7 when I started, then 3 to 5, but every afternoon, Monday through Friday. And I met a guy. His name is Dr. John Shea. He has a business, if you will, in Pasadena called Rejuvi-U. And when I first heard a little bit about what he does, I instantly went to, one of those places. Now, they do a lot of things. They work with aesthetics and beauty. You know, we hear promotion of different things. And so I instantly judged him. Well, I met him one day. And boy, was I wrong about this guy. He does some amazing things. So guys, if you're listening, if you want to treat your wife to like, a facial or whatever, reach out to Dr. Shea at Rejuvi-U. But I also want to say they believe in healing properties. I messed up my rotator cuff recently. I went in 2 weeks ago and got a PRP injection, which is platelet-rich plasma. They draw your blood, they spin it, and they put it back in, and the healing properties. Look, you don't have to believe anything I say. Although everything I say is true, my shoulder is like 90% better. We just moved. We all know how much fun moving is, right? I lifted so much stuff, and my concern was my shoulder's going to pop. It's going to be bad. My shoulder's fine. So Rejuvi-U does a lot of amazing things. Literally, skin, all the way to things like if you have sore knees, if you've got problems with your ankles. They're kind of like a one amazing healing place. I cannot scream the praises of them enough. So call Dr. Shea. Make an appointment or go on their website. Find out what they do. 626-551-4800. 626-551-4800. You know the largest organ on the body is skin? I never knew that. That's the first thing that Dr. Shea told me, and I flunked that test. And boy, did I learn a lot about the healing properties of the body. He's an amazing man. Call Rejuvi-U. 626-551-4800. Let us talk to Kristen Westlake. Chris, you're on the Frank Sontag Show. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Frank. Real quick, I grew up in the Valley to Italian Catholic school, just like you. And I know you from forever with your dedication to KLS. And I know one of your lifetime engineers there grew up around the corner from me. And
Who is that? Just out of curiosity.
Engineer Tim. Engineer Tim.
Last name begins with A. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, he went over to ESPN when they split up there. But anyway, I like a lot what you say. You said about, what makes you angry, what makes you fearful. And I just, everyone doesn't want to talk about politics, but I'm angry. A lot of people are angry, especially with what's going on now. And just going back 2 years ago, you reminded me of this sheet of paper I had that said what I'm voting for, a secure border, a secure military, a right to life, all these things that I believe in. And it wasn't so much that who we told you to vote for.
Right.
It was who we told you not to vote for. So here you have it. You have it now. And, I just want to throw that out to everyone out there. You got it. Now it's here. So what can we do? So what's the solution? Well, you have 4 or 5 days to get your signature in to recall George Gascon. Permanent centers around town to collect the signatures. And then as far as the future goes, fear. My fear is voter fraud. That's my greatest fear for in the next 4 months. I can't stop thinking about it.
Well, let me jump in, Chris, because time is of the essence. I appreciate your call. Let me say a couple things that come to mind. Number one, I think it's 2 to 3 every weekday afternoon. John Phillips, who's a great guy, does Save California. Tune in 1 to 2. 1 to 2 p.m. Yeah. John's an amazing guy. That's number one. Number two, tune in next week if you can. We're going to talk about fear. You also talked about anger. I wanted to cover it tonight. We didn't have time. But keep listening to the program. You mentioned voter fraud. We can spend, a number of hours on that topic. Maybe we'll get into that again next week. Chris, thank you for the call. Now, on a completely different note, let me set this up by telling you many years ago, I was raised on movie sets. My father was in the movie industry. I grew up on movie sets. In the 70s and 80s, my dad did a lot of popular television weekly programs like Beretta and the Rockford Files. I'm dating myself. Very popular programs. So I love the movie making process. I went to acting school in the late 90s. I've done a few movies. I love movies, good movies. Recent times I've gotten away from watching movies, although years ago I would probably see 30 or 40 movies a year. When I got married, we have a son, work full time, run a ministry. You don't have time to necessarily, let alone 2 years of COVID where everything was shut down anyway. Haven't seen a whole bunch of movies. But I want to tell you about a movie if you've not heard or have not seen it. And I won't say it's mostly for men. I would say this. There's a lot of vulgarity in it. You're a Christian and you're recommending a movie with vulgarity. Yeah, I am. It's called Father Stew. Now, I'm not a big Mark Wahlberg guy, but I have to tell you, if you don't know the movie, it's based on a true story. I'm not going to give too much away. It is a powerful movie. Part of what I can say, it's an example of when God has a calling on your life. If you do not acknowledge, let alone follow the calling, God has a way of chasing you a little bit. Now, if you're anything like me, for a good chunk of the majority of my adult life, I love the word no. Not me, no thank you, no I'm not doing that. Public speaking, no thank you. But when you say yes to a calling, and I believe God has a purpose and a plan for everyone listening to my voice right now. So I don't know about you. Maybe vulgarity is a big turnoff for you, but I just want to tell you, Father Stew is an amazing movie and one that will really, in my estimation, speak to you. I've watched it twice. And the dynamic between him and his father, by the way, Mel Gibson plays his father. And boy, dare I say this, I'm going to have Mel Gibson on the program maybe toward the end of the year. And a lot of people, when Mel had that falling out and started hitting the bottle and said a lot of dumb things, I mean, he's, at the very least, Mel can act and he can make some amazing movies. So the dynamic between Mark Wahlberg and Mel Gibson alone, the father-son dynamic, is worth seeing. They did an amazing job. I guess the very last thing I'll share is this. You know, when it comes to father in your life, whether you're a man or a woman listening right now, how's your relationship with your father? I know a lot of guys have the father wound. I hear a lot about it in my ministry. My dad left our family early on. I had that, not knowing what it meant to be a man, pain, all that stuff. But I just want to tell you, I absolutely know there is a God, the Father, whether you believe in Christianity or you have faith, there is a God of the universe, a Father who loves you, who you are. In Christian circles, the irony is, the majority of our ills is the lack of relationship with God, our Father. And it's tough because if we had rough relationships with our biological dad, it's hard to imagine God the Father. But I will tell you, there's a God in heaven that loves you. And he's our Papa. We call him Abba Father. I can't stress this enough. I could have probably saved 10 years of therapy if somebody would have told me, develop a relationship with God, your Father. He will heal you. He will help you. If you're a father and you don't know how to be a dad to your kids, that relationship will help you. There's a wonderful book I'll share with you, Safe in the Father's Heart, by a woman named Gunter, G-U-N-T-E-R. We'll talk about it next week. But I just want to tell you, KBC family, there's a God in heaven that loves you. He has a purpose and a plan for your life. If you're up against it, if you're having a hard time, reach out to me. Go to my website, franksontag.com. Let us know if we can help you in some way. If you need guidance, assistance, Maybe you want to read my crazy story. I wrote my book 5 years ago called Light the Way Home. Or just get on our mailing list. Starting tonight, show number one is a wrap, as it were. And we hope and pray for many more weeks and months to come every Friday night from 7 until 9 p.m. Pacific here on Talk Radio 790 KBC. We will share the Frank Sontag Show with you. God bless you all. Thank you for listening. And again, reach out to us. Let us know what you think about the radio program.
The Frank Sontag Show is brought to you by Home Comfort USA and the IRS problem solver Phil Liberatore. Fast-paced, fact-based.
We're not CNN. We do actual facts here.
KABC, Los Angeles, Orange County, Accumulus Media.